This is the beginning of side two of the Glenda Huddleston interview. You were talking about how conveniences like washers and dryers and that sort of thing changed the way women worked in the house. When did those changes really start to happen?
Well, actually, we had our first TV in 1953. So that's things started changing probably after the television. But economically, this is interesting. Appliances and things are cheaper now than they were then. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Have people ever told you that?
Yeah.
Like our first toaster cost like $30-some. Well, that was a week's pay.
Yeah.
You know, now you can buy a toaster for $10
uh-huh.
or something like that. So those things were hard to acquire, you know, I mean, appliances. What was the question?
Just about when for you did those new appliances and things come
well,
in?
Well, I imagine that it was probably 1960 when I had my first automatic washing machine, because I had a perfectly good wringer washer, and things used to be built to last forever.
Yeah.
They really were, and so then I bought a freezer we bought a freezer in about 1960 or 60-ish, something like that. Prior to that, I was doing a lot of canning, you know.
Yeah.
So then freezing was easier than canning.
Yeah.
And just things like that. It's kind of hard to recall some of those.
And that, when those things started coming in, that's shortly before you went back to work then.
I went back to work just about the time that we, well, perhaps my, I think we got them shortly before I went back, some of those things, before I went back to work. I know I did not have a clothes dryer until about 1965. So, I mean, that was a real luxury thing.
Yeah.
People didn't have dishwashers, or most people didn't. I had my first dishwasher and at the same time that I had my first dryer. So, yeah, those things had a big impact on me. But people had... Women really did a lot then. PTA, you know, parent-teachers thing, was very strong. You know, you almost felt that if you had a child in school, you had to participate in the school. In scouting was very strong. Goodness, I was a den mother for so long that I can't. And parents, well, divorce was almost unheard of too. And that changed. I think that changed the job market as much as anything. But when I was working in the hospital in the Chicago suburbs in Libertyville, It was no longer small town, so I really don't know about what women worked and what women didn't work, except that I directed a program that used about 50 women a day, different women each day. I had 900 and some people enrolled in volunteerism in one way or another for the hospital. Mm. And they were like from Junior Women's Club and Infant Welfare League and just all kinds of different organizations like that you find around a large city. And those women were all giving their time. But before I quit my job at the hospital, some of those well-to-do women that were privileged in being able to live in a beautiful suburban home and have help in the house mm-hmm. and volunteer in the hospital, they were coming to me and saying, "Glenda, I really admire you and I wish that I could get a job." And some of them were telling me that, you know, I need a job. Prices are going up. My kids are in college. And they were really beginning. You know, college started. Tuition started being so high. And people started needing two incomes. Mm-hmm. And I think that really started in the late 60s, that people really needed two incomes.
That was a time of a lot of inflation starting to creep in.
Yes, I guess that's true. That must be. Sure. Are you kidding? I can remember sitting in board meetings at the hospital, and I remember one in particular when we were going to raise our room rates to something like $24 a day. And we just all said, ridiculous. Nobody's going to pay $24 a day to stay in the hospital, you know. You can't stay. You can't walk in the emergency room for $24, you know. I mean, that's how different prices are. That's how different prices are. You know, when I had my baby in 1950, it cost $90. And that was for 10 days in the hospital and the delivery. I've got a bill to prove. Isn't that incredible?
You can hardly get in the door.
I know. I have that in a scrapbook. That's incredible. $90 is what it cost me for the delivery and in 10 days hospital stay. I suppose hospital fee was probably around $8 a day then. Of course, the doctor didn't get very much. Strange.
With you kind of going out of a traditional role for that time, how did your husband handle that? Do you think he felt threatened at all? Was he very supportive of it? Was it?
I think in the beginning he thought it was kind of funny. You know, like, ha-ha, you know, blood is going to work, you know. I think that's kind of what he thought. But I think that really I was, to be honest, the real reason that I probably was more prone to get a job was because that my mother lived with us. My father died right after I was married, and my husband and I moved in with her. Or I really never left home, actually. And so we lived with mother, and Warren went to college. I worked, and my younger sister was still in high school. But that was a typical family. Now, you're too young to remember when almost all households either had a grandmother or grandfather living with them, or an aunt, or maybe an aunt and an uncle. But almost everyone would have somebody living with them. That's the way our society. I'm talking about the down the middle of the road kind of, family. Mm-hmm. I realize that there are extremes on both sides. Very poor and very wealthy, but the ordinary working class family like I came from, a family member would have been cared for in your. I mean, you would have shared your house with them. For various and sundry circumstances. I once had a long conversation with a physician that I worked with, and he had a theory that he really believed that was one of the greatest ills of our society, about as far as homes breaking up, that he felt, in his experience, that he felt that having that grandmother, grandfather, living in the house saved more marriages than it broke up. That, of course, children had that extra support, but husbands and wives were sort of called to task, you know, by their elder parent. That makes good sense to me. It really does. And you know, it's rare now when someone keeps a parent in their home or an aunt or someone.
How did he feel, how did your husband feel when you went back to work in the 60s after you'd been off work for so long?
Well, like I said, I think at first he thought that was kind of funny in the 60s. But then inflation, you know, I mean, things were changing. We now had two cars. So it was very helpful. I mean, it really was. I know that it helped us financially by me working. And it certainly helped our son. You know, I was able to buy all the extra things that he needed for high school and stuff.
Did you ever feel guilty about working while you're...
No, not me. Absolutely not. Because, see, you got to remember, I keep feeling like I was at a privileged time in life. Really, because, well, my goodness, there weren't any such things back then as nursery schools for babies and stuff. And so I had stayed with Craig until he was a young adult, you know, when you're in junior high school, and then when you're in high school, you don't even want mother there when you come home. So I feel like I led a lot of lives, you know, young, married, then young wife and mother staying home, and then at a perfect time in my life. There's really time for everything. If the job market would understand that people could still be productive at an older age.
Those ads for a young man, they kind of
they're against the law now.
You said there were two ads that you responded to like that.
Yes, when, one was... Yeah.
Well, about what years were those?
Well, that... the one for the newspaper had to be in about 1965 or 66. And the other one must have been about in 69 because... I guess that would be about right. I'm going by our moves. I don't know when that came into being that you could not, that the discriminate. I mean, you couldn't put anything like that in there.
Well, I'm sure it probably came about because somebody sued somebody for.
Oh yes, indeed.
Were they really surprised to see a woman?
Oh,
respond?
Very much so. In fact, I can tell you a funny story. One day, I was calling on a country club for the newspaper. And I was carrying my briefcase, and I had to go walk through this bar, and there were a bunch of men sitting there, and as I walked by them, I heard them say, "My gosh, they got them selling liquor now." They thought I was a liquor salesman in there. I thought that was really funny. But, yes, the women just, you know, the tale of me saying how the women that I worked with in this furniture store, it had never even occurred. They'd worked there for years, and that would have been a nice promotion for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even think that they could apply for that job. You know, that's strange.